no matter what they say. When a newspaper elects to add a perfume column, it's hoping to pull in more of that attractive upscale demographic. Now, I don't know if the average NPR listener likes perfume, but I do know that you drink more Sam Adams than the average Joe. Some 25 years ago, I worked for Public Broadcasting's industry newspaper called Current. One story I remember fondly was about one of NPR's earliest comprehensive demographic surveys of its listeners. The headline, "Now It Can Be Told, NPR Listeners Don't Bowl." This summer, NPR released its latest survey, more than 500 jam-packed pages with data on consumption, attitudes, and behavior, from personal politics to the purchase of laxatives. And that got me thinking of linguist Jeffrey Nunberg, the politics more than the laxatives. Nunberg often appears on public radio, and his new book is called Talking Right: How Conservatives Turned Liberalism into a Tax-Raising, Latte-Drinking, Sushi-Eating, Volvo-Driving, New York Times-Reading, Body-Piercing, Hollywood-Loving, Left-Wing Freak Show. Sounds kind of like the classic stereotype of the NPR listener, doesn't it? Or so conservative congressional budget cutters like to imply when it's time to reconsider public broadcasting's funding. So I thought I'd check out the new report. Now, it's a big tome, and I could have missed the sushi, the body piercing, and the lattes, but NPR News listeners really do like Starbucks, and yes, you are 173% more likely to buy a Volvo and 310% more likely to read the Sunday Times. And you do go to the movies, but not substantially more than other Americans. Now, as far as left wing goes, you are more likely to live on the coasts, which tend to be blue, and you definitely liked the West Wing more than average. But then again, you were 13% less likely to watch Will and Grace, so go figure. You're more likely to drink more soy milk, which always seems kind of lefty to me, but since you're slightly more lactose intolerant, that may be what you put in your lattes. And you're more than twice as likely to drink French wine, which could suggest that you hate your own freedom. And oh yeah, you are more likely to describe yourself as liberal. Obviously, the average NPR listener is not the only listener. Some of you are broke, plenty of you are conservative, quite a few of you are young, and 20% of you are not white. A few of you even watch Fear Factor, though not many, and probably because of the ontological implications. But one general impression you get, reading through the survey, is that you're more curious than average, more eager to spend time in other countries. 30% of NPR News listeners are more likely to want to, quote, understand how the world works. But what I was struck most by was your self-esteem. For instance, you are 25% less likely to treat wrinkles. I think NPR's marketers could do something with that. And most important, since I saw that survey back in the early 80s, you've nearly caught up to the national average in bowling.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Tony Field, Jamie York, and Mike Volo, and edited by Brooke. Dylan Keefe is our technical director and Jennifer Munson our engineer, and we had more engineering help this week from Rob Christensen. We bid a fond farewell to our youngest ever intern, Noah Kuman. Good luck with your senior year, Noah. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer, and John Keefe, our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find free transcripts, MP3 downloads, and our podcast at onthemedia.org, and email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
On the Media is supported by Ciaobella Gelato, purveyors of all natural gelato and sorbet. Ciaobella is available nationwide at specialty food markets. More information at ciaobellagelato.com or 1-800-GELATO-3. Support for On the Media also comes from the Bidell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the John and Anna Maria Phillips Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.